The Holy Spirit said, Ken, before we get into this prayer, let me help you break this thing down with a different perspective. Remember when Jesus had a conversation with Peter? Jesus asked Peter the same question three times, and Peter still didn't get it. So Jesus said, he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, I love you, Lord. And then the Lord told Peter, go feed my sheep. And then I guess a couple minutes went by. Jesus asked Peter the second time. He said, Peter, do you love me? Then Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. You know my heart. You know everything about me. I love you. Then Jesus said to Peter, he said, go feed my lamb. The lamb are signified as the lamb leaders. He said, go feed my other leaders. Then a few more minutes went by. And then Jesus asked Peter for the third time. It's almost like talking to your kids. Peter said, Jesus said to Peter, he said, hey, man. He said, do you love me? He said, man. Now Peter is annoyed. He's like, man, you just asked me two times. Now Peter's getting annoyed. Like, why do you keep asking me the same question? You know, you know that I love you. You know everything about me. You know, why you sweating me, Jesus? You know, why you sweating me about this thing? Yeah, I love you, you know. Then Jesus said, well, if you loved me, you would have done what I told you to do the first time I told you to do it. Isn't that something? Now think about your kids. Let's get in the earth realm, in the natural realm for a minute. You got children in the house living with you. You're raising your kids. You tell your kids, hey, when you get home from school, you know, I want you to, do your homework. You know, I want you to clean up anything in the house that hasn't been cleaned up. Clean your bedroom up. You know, take out the trash. Make sure my kitchen is clean. Things like that. And don't have no friends. Don't have no people coming up in my house. You know. And make sure when I come home from work that the house is straight. And then you come home and the kid didn't do nothing that you told them to do. But yet, they tell you that they love you all the time. But they don't do the things that you tell them to do. Well, that's how Jesus felt when he was talking to Peter. Do you love me? Yes. I need you to go do something for me. Do you love me? You know I love you. Okay, I need you to go do that for me. Do you love me? Hey, man, why you sweating me? Because if you loved me, like you say that you love me, like you open up your mouth and tell me that you love me, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. Okay? If you love me like you say you do, you would have done what I told you to do the first time I told you to do it. Okay? Now, when I come back, because the Holy Spirit wanted me to break this thing down, then we're going to go into a prayer. Because, you know, just to tell somebody that you love them, that's one thing. But it doesn't mean nothing if it's not followed through with action. The word love has a cousin, and the cousin's name is obedience. If you love me, you would have done what I told you to do. That's an action word. If you love me, don't ever, ever come with love and don't bring obedience with it. Because now you're just talking loud and you ain't saying nothing. You dig?
Thank you.